Producer Steve here for the Regular Joe Show. Self-defense is a lot more than just open or conceal carry. Join my friends at ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Please visit ArmorUpfitters.com and use code REGULARJOE to get your 10% discount today. Founded by U.S. Marine combat veteran Billy Gibbons, based in Belleville, Texas, Armor Upfitter manufactures bulletproof shields, curtains, and other ballistic protections to keep you and your loved ones safe should you find yourself in an active shooter situation. Some of their products: the Superhero, the super light wall art in the style of Captain America, that level 3 protection made in America. Only making 100. After they're gone, they're gone. The bullet and blast resist curtains. These are lightweight, custom, and made to order just for you. The bulletproof photo shield. What looks like a simple picture hanging on the wall is actually a level 3 plus protective shield. Multi-hit ballistic nanotechnology. It is art that can literally save your life. So please join me and the team here from the Regular Joe Show, and please go to ArmorUpfitters.com. Use code Regular Joe to get your 10% discount today.
Well, hello there and welcome, Joe Giganti, Regular Joe here with you on this Freedom Friday. So I want to quickly get back to the story that ties into all of this, because I talk about the awakening. And I want to make sure you know it's not just hyperbole. I'm not just trying to paint beautiful pictures and look through the world through rose-colored glasses. So we had this story out of Albuquerque, New Mexico, and you can find this all over the country. Versions of it. Atrisco Heritage Academy High School had their senior prom, and there was a drag queen named Mythica Sarine, some guy dressed like a chick, dancing suggestively, among other things. Nobody seems to know how the drag queen got there. The drag queen claims that he was not paid to be there, but was invited. Now, it's disgusting. It's horrible. Why in the world would you want? In terms of proms, it doesn't even fit the bill, right? I mean, why? It's not some bachelor party or bridesmaid party. I mean, it's a prom. Why would you want some suggestive, you know, weird, twisted, perverted striptease going on? Parents were outraged, rightly so. Well, it only took a few days for the Albuquerque Public School District to put out a letter informing parents that the principal's gone, and several of the employees are now on leave. They won't tell us exactly how many, but they said Irene Cisneros, who was the full-time principal, is no longer listed on the school's website. The letter asked people to welcome Anthony Lovato as the new acting principal, and they have indicated, of course, that they are aware of the circumstances or the questions surrounding this drag queen, and they continue to look into it. They wouldn't confirm these changes are a direct result of the situation at Atrisco Heritage Academy, but I think it's pretty safe to say it is. Now, it's a horrible scenario, a terrible situation. Parents are wanting their money back. Obviously, they're furious about it. Nobody was told about it. Everyone claims, oh, I don't know. And it's not clear. Maybe this principal is just the sacrificial lamb. We don't know. Maybe she was the one behind it, and that's why they removed her. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Then it wouldn't have been long ago that they would have just dragged their feet through the end of the school year, saying, we're looking into this, and we'll get back to you, and claim some kind of weird rights and twisted minds. I mean, it's Albuquerque, New Mexico, not a bastion from a political point of view. There's plenty of conservatives, but in terms of their public politics, they're very embracing. And this is a public school system. The fact that you got such a quick reaction is a combination of a couple things. And they are, believe it or not, are all positive offshoots. Lemonade out of the lemons of COVID and the attack on our freedom and liberty. One, parents are far more aware of what's going on in schools post-COVID. Number two, they feel far more empowered to speak up and demand change, which is what happened with this situation in Albuquerque. And three, people aren't, this whole tolerance thing, people know perversion when they see it. And they don't want their high schoolers and younger children being exposed to it. And number four, the public school system is scared of those reactions.
The Regular Joe Show.